live from Hickory. It's country-ish. Alan!
Just a country boy, and he's making it good. He was y'all's underdog, resting beaver rolls, living next to the wood. He liked to eat the sushi, but he don't even fish. Not so much a country boy, it's more like he's country-ish. Moved out of Hickory and headed for Southern Cal. Wound up TV and film, making popsicle proud. Now this country boy is back with his family. Got himself a podcast, he knows it'll last, cause he's in Hickory.
That's right. I am from Hickory, and I'm happy about it. I hope you're happy, no matter where you are. What up, bumpkins? If you're not happy, let me work on that for you. Okay, it's going to be my goal to turn that frown upside down. What up, bumpkins? It's Tuesday, December 14th, 2021, and this is episode 107 of Country-ish, and we have a seriously scandalous show for you today. We're talking to comedian and AGT finalist Ryan Niemiller. I'm going to give more money away. If you watch this last episode, we gave over $1,000 away. So who knows? Maybe we'll do that again. I got more residual checks. Kevin James is trending, and some camels got Botox. What do you think about that? And we're live right now on Facebook and YouTube, and we're taking your comments. I got two interns sitting over here. We got Elliot, the intern, wearing the beautiful John Reap ginger beard mask, and next to him, the young, handsome intern, Isaiah. How you doing, fellas?
Doing good.
Glad to have you back. One of them's doing YouTube. One of them's doing Facebook. Leave us a comment. In fact, I'll ask you a question. Answer it in the comment section, and I'll read it. If not this episode, maybe the next one. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever had Botox? You ever had any kind of plastic surgery? I want to know about it. Let's talk about it. All right. I'm going to reward the people who leave comments. I'm going to read some comments from last week so you know that this is legit. Last week I was asking if you ever been snowed in somewhere. And, this guy got back to us, a guy named Rick Pinnell.
Who's that guy?
That's your Diddy. Isaiah's Diddy. He said, got snowed in at Knoxville after a Janet Jackson concert back in 1993 snowstorm. When was you born?
2001.
Yeah, so
my mom and dad weren't even together then.
Yeah. I like ask him who he was with when he went to that Janet Jackson concert.
Oh, he went with my Aunt Erica.
Oh, you already know about this.
Yeah, and my grandparents.
Okay. I'm jealous. I'd like to have seen Janet Jackson. I bet that'd be dang
good.
And
Tony opened up.
Tony has done it again. I remember those guys. Bob Haynes said, I said it once and I'll say it again, John. You have the personality for it. You are fair and have leadership qualities. He's talking about me running for mayor. So I announced that again. I'm bringing that back. I am running for mayor. I made a huge announcement last week. They have pushed the elections back, and they've suspended filing. So I can't file right now, but as soon as they let me file, I'm going to throw my hat in that ring. And you'll hear more about it as the show goes on. All right. Another comment from Dash Man. He said, I was working at Sony in Nashville, and one executive sent out a Christmas card. We talked about Christmas cards last week. He said, sent out a Christmas card of his family on a boat. He was eating shorts. His ball sack was hanging down, kind of like Elaine's nipple on Seinfeld, but worse. There's a lot going on in this comment. Eating shorts? Does that mean like his butt was eating the shorts? Did he mean to say wearing shorts? I'm very confused with the eating of the shorts. I do get the ball sack hanging down. You know, back in the day, short shorts, that would happen from time to time. You know what I'm saying? All right. And here's another comment from Shane Treadway. He said in 09, we had a storm hit in West Virginia. I worked at an elementary school in Daniels, West Virginia. It was supposed to rain half inch. Temp dropped. 4 inches of snow hit. Started at noon, and by 3:30, there was 2.5 inches. School buses brought almost 100 kids back. Most employees were gone. About 9 left, including me. My wife worked there as well. We could have gotten home easily, but we stayed to help with the kids. We broke into the kitchen and made pizza for the kids, played movies in the gym all night, while parents came in on dirt bikes, snowmobiles, and four-wheelers. Last kid went home about 1 a.m. We all stayed. Went home the next morning. As we headed home, it looked like World War III in town. We had it easy. 77 closed and left people in cars for 20 to 26 hours. Wow. I wonder if I would have liked that as a kid, being trapped in school. It'd be kind of neat to have the whole school yourself, watching movies in the gym, eating pizza, you know?
Sounds a lot like that IKEA you talked about
last week. That's, I think that's why he brought that one up. Yeah. So thank you all for your comments. There you go. There's your little shout-outs. Leave it in the – you leave a comment on this one. I want to know. You ever had Botox? Let's get into it. Hit that share button as well. We are slowly growing every time that we go up there, every time we go live. And it's because you guys, you know, you're hitting that share button, and I do appreciate it. And this, I'm going to use this time right now to beg you to share. We talked about it in the beginning a little bit, but just to give you one more reminder, and I'm going to stop talking about it. I came up with a thing. I got this here share wig, you see. And what I do is I look right down the barrel at camera, and I beg you to share. It's a little thing I call the share stare. Here we go. Do you believe in sharing the love? I can feel something on top of me head. It's a dumb wig. Is it not enough? Ah! Uh-huh. A little share stare for you. I hope you hit the share button. If you didn't, I know you'll get to it eventually. Anyway, let's move on. We're not just live. We're also a regular old podcast for your ear holes. I'm talking Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Podbean, everywhere. You name it, we're on it. Let's plug some tour dates. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Comedy Off Broadway this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December 16, 17, and 18. Then I got Christmas off. And then from there, I'm going to go to San Diego, La Jolla, California, at the Comedy Store. So come see your boy. I got lots more dates I just added to the website. So when you get a second, check out my tour dates at countryish.com. All right. Let me move on. I want to introduce the guy sitting across from me here at this brand new beautiful desk we have. It goes with his beautiful face and his beautiful skin and his beautiful manicured, well-product hair. He's kind of famous. Well, I wouldn't say he's famous. His brother was famous. Perhaps you've heard of a guy by the name of John Stamos. Well, I got his little brother in here, and his name is Marcus. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Excuse me. Sorry.
It's okay.
We're talking about the snowstorm of 93.
Yes.
Okay, remember that. You remember that.
Where was I in 93? I would have been in Raleigh.
Okay.
Yes, I remember that, though. Superstorm.
We had like 18 inches here, which is big.
Yeah.
So Keith and I were leaving the mall.
Oh, boy.
So we were leaving the mall. They were calling for snow flurries. We left the mall. We decided we're going to ride to a friend's house, Dane's house.
Dane Withers.
So on the way there, it got worse and worse. Slid off the road, wrecked.
Really?
Yeah, really. This is a true story, yeah. And then we ended up walking to Dane's house, and we got stood in there for like 3 days.
Right.
Yeah, Dane kind of had like a
nice. I bet you loved that, though.
I loved it because he had like a nice house, had mom that could cook.
Yep.
Had nice things. Why would I want to go back to my single wide trailer?
That's right. What about Keith? I mean, Keith probably loved it, too.
Keith loved it.
Keith's always down for a good time.
And what was even better is his dad took me home to get a change of clothes. So I could have
stayed there.
I could have stayed home.
He's like, no, we're having fun. Take me back to your
house. Took me home, let me out. I ran in, got stuff, and went back and got snowed in some more.
So, oh, yeah. Wow.
Superstorm of 93.
Yeah. You think we'll get a snow this year in Hickory? I mean, it's been pretty warm lately.
Who knows? Around
the
here,
weather's crazy.
Yeah, it's could be 70 or 10 degrees. Who knows?
Well, it's good to see you, man. I ain't seen you in a long time.
I know.
Time.
It's been a little bit. Glad
I mean,
to be back.
You had a couple weeks off in a row there.
We had some things to do with my daughter.
Now, didn't you go to a recital or something? Or did you go to a performance of like a play or
went
something?
Where
did you go?
The Broyhill Center.
We went to Broyhill Center. Who did you see? Was it the Nutcracker?
Symphony we have here in Hickory.
Okay. All right. How was it?
It's good.
Yeah.
Good. We've got a good symphony. Then I went to my daughter. She's playing instruments. So I went to her little thing last
week.
What's
she playing?
She plays the viola.
The viola.
The viola. And hopefully it turns into a fiddle because I think it'd be cool to.
I wonder what the big difference is between a violin, a viola, and a fiddle. Just the sizes, you think? I don't know.
The sizes and the sound, I think, is just a little different. But. Yeah.
Well, I missed you.
Missed you. And if they don't ever get to see you, stay gone all the time.
I'm gone, man. Your boy's out there trying to hustle.
It was way more fun when COVID was more prevalent. You were home more.
I thought about that. But I was just in Des Moines, Iowa. Packed the house at the Funny Bone. If you guys that are watching this were at the Funny Bone, welcome to Country-ish. This is what I was telling you about. That's the Stamos I was telling you about. Huh? Don't he look like him a little bit? Huh? You see it? A
little bit.
So we got new people coming in all the time because when I'm on the road, I'm talking about this show for a good, 10 minutes. So welcome if you're from Des Moines. Thanks for coming out. Let's show some pictures from Des Moines. Yeah, yeah. So I was with Brent Blakeney, my 6'7" friend. We had a good time. Nothing really eventful happened. We just did the shows. We hung out a little bit. There was an Irish pub right next to the place. And then we'd go back to the hotel room. But that's me on stage at the Funny Bone in Des Moines. We can just raffle through these. Brent Blakeney was back there taking photos. And then, so that was a great weekend. Nothing crazy happened. Now it's Sunday, and I'm coming back home. And I want to watch the Panthers. I know that we're no good. I know that it's useless. But I got lucky. I got bumped up into first class. There's me. That's your boy being a rebel. No mask in first class.
First class does not require a mask.
No, well, that guy behind me is in first class as well.
But he's not a rebel. You are.
I just took it off for the picture and put it right back up.
You're going to get fussed at. You're going to get kicked off.
Yeah. So I still wanted to watch the game, right? So they have Wi-Fi, and this is how dedicated I am. I'm a Panthers fan. I'm going to watch the game despite who the quarterback is. Here's me on the plane watching the Panthers game. This is probably right when Cam threw a pick six, as he's prone to do. And then there's the next one. This was actually at the lounge before I got on the plane. I am watching the Panthers game there, and in the top right corner, another game. So,
wow.
I love me some football. Love the NFL Sunday ticket. But my prediction of Cam's downfall is 100% accurate. I told you guys that this was going to happen. We got all excited when he came back. He scored the two touchdowns. I said, well, just pump the brakes. Hang on. Give him time to screw up. He will. He was benched again. And this loss dropped Cam Newton to 0-3 as the starter since returning to Carolina after Sam Darnold was placed on injured reserve. He's lost the past 11 starts with the Panthers dating back to 2018 and 19. So we still happy Cam is back. I mean, couldn't have done any worse, I imagine. Sam Darnold was hurt, so it is what it is. Also, because you and all our other friends in our little text chain can't stop talking about Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I decided that Jody and I, my boo thing, my fiance, that we are going to invest in season one. I paid for the whole season. I'm sure there's a way I could have got it for free, but I'm like, let's just do it. And so we're starting from scratch. We're on episode 4, and I love it.
Yeah, I knew you would. And one quick question. Would you drink Beth's bathwater?
Which one's Beth?
God, the hot one in there.
That one right
Beth.
There?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I would not.
You don't think she's crazy hot?
No, she's
Beth.
Yeah, the daughter. I'm looking at the same image you're looking at. I know who you're talking about. She had a she's pretty. I don't think she's that smoking hot. I think she's sexy. I think she's a little vixen. I would never, you know, when I in my single days, I wouldn't have said no to that.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't be drinking the bathwater.
It's an old saying.
I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that much.
Bathwater people, well, Jody, then possibly Margot Robbie back in the day. Maybe maybe Gal Gadot.
No Beth.
No, not Beth.
Well, what'd you think about it? So you're,
I love it.
You're all in now.
Yeah, good. It's great. We love it. I can't wait to go to Jody's tomorrow so we can just watch the next one.
Yeah.
So we've made a vow to each other that we're only going to watch it when we're together.
Yeah.
So that's going to be our thing now. But I hopefully I'll be in the know when you guys are talking about it. Well, do you watch Yellowstone? I want to know. Leave it in the comments section.
There's a podcast now, Yellowstone Podcast.
Oh, is that right?
So, yeah. Maybe don't listen to that. There. Listen to ours. But it can help get you keep you caught up with the show as well.
Isaiah, what are you watching? Are you watching Yellowstone?
No, I've never watched Yellowstone.
Yeah. What are you watching? What's your thing right now?
So right now I'm have the Peacock Network, and I'm watching old WWE stuff from like 1997.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, like, what do you mean? Like, just old matches?
Like, well, old episodes just like of, old episodes yeah. of Raw's War from
did
the Attitude
Did you forget the
era.
Outcomes, or you don't care that you already know the outcomes?
You're I already like, know the outcomes. I just wanted to go back and watch yeah. old episodes of Raw's War, because sure. I love wrestling.
That's awesome.
That would be torture to me, to have to sit and watch wrestling from 1997.
Well, I couldn't watch the whole thing.
It's awesome, because it's like back when The Rock was wrestling, Stone Cold, all these mega stars.
Did we ever find out what The Rock was cooking? I mean, I know he was asking about the smell.
Yeah.
Can you smell
it? I never
what it
could
is?
Smell what The Rock what was cooking.
I never smelled it, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah, he never told us.
Yeah. Well, he who smelt it dealt it.
Maybe he'll find out watching the
Yeah, maybe I'll find out now that I'm going back and watching.
If he ever talks about what it is.
I'll let you know what The Rock is cooking.
Well, I kind of have a new assignment for you,
Uh-oh.
Isaiah. People, listen. I want you to know, I've gotten a couple comments just solely about you, and they like you. The people listening to this, they love them some Isaiah. They've said we want more Isaiah. So what I would like to do is give you like a little segment, okay? And I used to do a thing called the Well Redneck, where I played a rednecky character and I would go.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. So I'm going to do our version of that for you, okay? Except you're not going to have to read anything. I just want you to watch something new that's coming out, something that you probably wouldn't watch unless I made you watch it, and you just give us a recap. Maybe we'll call it a redneck recap. I don't know. Think of a name at home. Let us know what to call this segment. But Isaiah, your homework, you got HBO Max?
Yep.
Okay. Your homework is there's a new show coming out. It's called And Just Like That. It's basically the sequel series to Sex and the City. Okay? Did you ever watch Sex and the City when it came out? You were probably not even born when it
came out. Yeah, I wasn't even born when that show
that's
came
how young
out.
He is.
It came out in like the late 90s. I wasn't.
Yep. Now, is that something you can do and get it ready for next episode?
Yeah, I could
watch,
do that.
Watch the first episode of And Just Like That on HBO Max and just come up with a little recap.
I mean, I'd rather watch like Lonesome Dove or Duck Dynasty, but that would be too obvious.
Wrestling. I get it.
Yeah. That'd no, be too
this
obvious.
Is, this is why it's funny, is you have to watch it. And all right, so just do that for me, okay?
Okie dokie.
All right, any comments so far?
Well, Roseanne's pretty upset with you because last week you didn't eat the ripe persimmon.
Well, the ripe persimmon had already busted open by the time I got it home because I had to travel with it.
Yeah, well, you should have waited.
So I couldn't eat it. I had to throw it away because it leaked all over everything else I had in my bag. Therefore, could not eat it. So what we had was the ones that weren't ripe, and I ate those on purpose because I thought it'd be funny. Thank you.
It was pretty funny.
Anybody else?
Not so far.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get on to our first segment. Now, what I do in this segment, you see, is I go to your I go to your Twitter. I click on your hashtag. How would you say that?
Hashtag.
Yeah. And I find out what's trending, and I talk about it, right? It's how you know we're in the know. It's a segment that I like to call, Ooh, It's the Best Trends. Here's what you're talking about. All right. I think we might like this. Speaking of football and whatnot, hashtag Kevin James was trending because the trailer for his new movie Home Team came out. And in this, he plays New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton. Oh, I know Sam Falgu's going to watch this. Who, after being suspended for a year from the NFL, returned home to coach his 12-year-old son's football team. 2 years after winning the Super Bowl, Payton was given a year-long suspension from the NFL back in 2012 for bounties paid out on big hits. He's accused of trying to cover up a system of extra cash payouts. You remember that, Stamos?
I remember that. I'm trying to figure out why Kevin James is playing that character, though.
Well, they've sort of made a comedy out of it, and this is produced by Adam Sandler's company, and they're good friends. Now, I know you're saying, well, he's a little hefty for Sean Payton. I thought the same thing, but I think you just got to get past it. This is a heavy Sean Payton. In the film, he returns to his hometown where he reconnects with his 12-year-old son by coaching his Pop Warner youth team. Now, that's based on a true thing. Did you know that he did that? He went back to his hometown and coached his 12-year-old son's Pop Warner team. And they were miserable, and apparently he,
turned them around.
But he also learned from them. That's what they do in films.
Yeah.
Each person learns from the other. He said, I knew instantly I wanted to be a part of Home Team. I didn't even need to read the script. I was, of course, familiar with Sean Payton and his story, but I didn't know he'd go home to teach his son's team. This series comes out January 28th. Thoughts on that, Stamos?
I don't know. I'll watch it.
You gonna watch it?
Yeah, I'll watch it. But I didn't know that he went home and coached a team either.
Good I for did not know that either. Kevin but yeah, James. So you got a lot of people in it. You got Schneider.
Yeah.
You got all the Adam Sandler people.
So they made it funny.
Yeah, the preview's pretty good. We can't really play the. There's a puke scene. They're all puking on each other in the rain. Yeah, they ate something nasty that was made by a rich Schneider, and then they get to puking. All right. Also, today is December the 14th. It is National Monkey Day. I'm not even monkeying around with you. Did you know it was National Monkey Day?
I don't think anybody knew it was National Monkey Day.
You're probably right. Every year on December 14th, though, National Monkey Day celebrates the unique characteristics of simians. The day also focuses on other non-human primates such as apes, tarsiers, and lemurs, and stamoses. Just kidding. Also, I want to say this. I learned of this. Rest in peace, Mike Nesmith of the Monkees. How weird is that? That one of the lead singers from the Monkees passed away.
Today?
And it is Monkey Day.
He passed away today.
No, that'd be better.
I know. That's what I was
saying. Yeah, it's Friday. I was trying to gloss over it. but yeah, crazy, huh? Any comments, any questions? How you doing over there, guys?
Is this the best day you could find?
This is, that's about on today.
Because I'm sure there was other choices.
I'll give you the other choices. I promise you.
Chapstick Day or something.
It was, let's see here. Oh, crap, that's not that. I clicked the wrong thing. No, it was some sort of like weird dish in Louisiana. Oh, yeah, there you go. National, can you pronounce that word?
Bouillabaisse.
Bouillabaisse Day. Yes, do you know what that is, Stamos?
I bet it's a gumbo.
It's like a gumbo, a shrimp thing.
Yeah.
And it's also National Alabama Day.
Well, good pick.
Got all the days in there. Alabama, Roll Tide, War Eagle, Bolognese. I know you would never eat that crap before. Probably got sugar in it. But Monkey Day, who don't like monkeys?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on. Any comments so far?
Just a lot of conversations.
Very good.
Speaking to each other.
Well, don't forget, here in a little bit, we got residual checks. I'm going to give away more money. Last episode, do you remember the amount?
$1,055.
$1,055 that I have to give away.
I'm not the winner.
To Coach K.
So I picked one that was like $950-something, I think.
And now Sebastian
has picked an 1,000.
Outdone you.
Wow.
Yeah. You are no longer the guy who picked out the highest check that
I had
to give
away. There may be another one in here. We don't know what's in there.
We will figure it out. Oh, yeah. Best trends brought to you by Hendrick Honda Hickory. Are you in the market for a new car? Hey, check out Hendrick Honda Hickory. I love my 2021 Honda Passport. Oh, I didn't drive it to Des Moines, but I will be driving it to Lexington. So thank you for that. Check it out. Go to Hendrick Honda Hickory. Get yourself a hot dog and a hamburger and a Honda.
Have you not maxed out on your miles yet?
Oh, I'm getting close.
Yeah.
I'm getting close. I've already went and had the oil change once, and he said, bring it back around 15. It was at 6, and it's almost at 15 now.
Yeah. You're not going to want that thing back. You're going to ride it hard. Put it up with.
See what happens, yeah. They're a great sponsor, and I appreciate their loyalty. All right. Well, I'm excited because we got money to give away. We got a great small town news story that you're going to want to stick around for that. The crazy with camels and Botox and all that stuff. Oh, speaking of Botox, you've had Botox.
Yes, I had Botox. We did Botox for the show, what, year and a half ago-ish, maybe?
Our good friend John Beaver, his wife, Shafney Beaver, works at a place that does Botox. The name is escaping me of the place.
Physicians Weight Loss.
There you go. And she said, come in and get some free Botox so I can talk about it on the show. She called it Brotox.
Yeah.
And you got some up here in the forehead.
Yeah, and it's...
Do you think it's pretty much out the system now?
It's way out of the system, but it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. I would continue to do it if you would continue to pay for it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay for it.
Yeah. But camels are getting it done now.
Really?
You and a camel are like this now.
In common.
You have a lot in common. So stick around for that story. But first, I'm excited to introduce to you guys this guy. You've probably seen him already. He was a big finalist on America's Got Talent. Very funny dude. And, we'll have some exciting news about that as well later on, possibly in the show. I'll keep you posted. Who's zooming who? I'll tell you who's zooming. Ryan Niemiller. Yeah, the ginger beard looks good on you. We both have a little bit of gray coming right about here, too.
Yeah, I think it works. It doesn't work as well. You know, there's the the salt and pepper. The cinnamon and sugar is not quite as renowned as being sexy, but I make it work.
I love that. Cinnamon and sugar. I'm going to use that.
A little bit of cinnamon and sugar. My wife likes it, so. And that's really all that matters. As long as one person likes it, I'm cool. I don't care.
Tell me about, I want to know a lot, the whole history of Ryan Niemiller. How did you get your start in comedy? Where did it begin?
So I actually, I did it the dumb way. I started in L.A. So I have a theater background. So I was doing theater and improv at Indiana State in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Okay.
And I knew comedy existed elsewhere. You know, I knew of Crackers and all that.
Yeah.
But it sounds dumb now, but nobody told me that you didn't have to start in LA or New York. I thought basically you trained there and then you got to work the road. So I had a buddy who I was roommates with for a while. He was an engineer for LA County and he basically had a free room. He was my de facto sugar daddy for about 2 years. He was like, hey, as long as you're not sitting around doing nothing, you don't have to pay rent because I know you want to do this stuff. So I took a class at the Ice House.
Oh, yeah.
With Bobby Oliver, if you know her.
In Pasadena, one of the best clubs in the country.
Yep. Yeah, I love that club. It's still one of my favorites to this day.
So,
but, yeah.
You went from Indiana, Terre Haute, to Los Angeles. What got you there? Was it your wife or was it
how did So that's a weird story too. So yes and no.
Okay.
So my current wife and I, we were dating back then.
Okay.
So that was sort of a reason to move out there. We broke up 6 months after that because we were just both young and stupid. And you're 23. You don't know anything about anything.
I'm 49. I don't know anything.
I was going to say I'm 39. I don't know a damn thing right now. So I was there for 6 months. We broke up. It just kind of was what it was. She was my one that got away, and we reconnected when I did AGT.
Whoa.
So we kind of always been – like we kind of been in contact off and on. And it was sort of one of those things that – hey, I thought if we ever crossed paths, hey, and we were both single and it kind of just would work out.
Sure.
And then lucky for me, she had gotten a divorce by then. And And luckily I didn't bomb on AGT because it would have been a really,
it
was a big risk to invite her to come to that audition. And had I bombed, that would have been a really hard sell after that.
Well, because when I was watching it on AGT, you mentioned that you were single maybe one or two times, or, you know, you were always playing up to the ladies. Hello, ladies. Like,
right.
So that's why I had no idea about the wife.
Yeah, yeah. So we officially got married. It's only been 2 months at this point.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, we're officially, yeah. So we, I got one. I got one job.
What a crazy story that is.
Yeah.
So you met her before, broke up, got back together.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that doesn't happen often. I do a joke on stage sometimes where I'm like, all right, fellas, if you ever want to win back that one that got away, you just got to get third place on America's Got Talent. It's so easy.
Yeah.
Everybody can do it.
Right. How long had you been doing stand-up before you got on that show?
About 13 years.
Okay.
So I'm a little over 15 years in now. So yeah about 13. And that was, first time.
It showed because a lot of comedians, you know, on a stage that big in front of an audience that big, a national TV show, your stage presence really came through. Like, you had good jokes, every time, but also that first icebreaker joke, you always had something new and different right off the top. And it just made it seem like everyone was like relaxed, because they're getting nervous for you in those situations, you know?
Sure. And that's part of having a disability just in general. Like whether it was something I consciously did or not, when you have a noticeable disability, you kind of have to ease the tension of every room you go into anyway.
Right.
Because, like, you know, I could go to Denny's, and if people are like, oh, should we help him carry his stuff? You know, like,
yeah.
There's always this tension. So, like, I've sort of just instinctively learned how to do it, and then that just translated luckily really well to stage. You know, the first line that I got to say to Simon when he was like, you know, tell us about you, and I was like, oh yeah, I have the disability, very noticeable disability. I think the technical term is being very handsome. Once that got a big laugh, it was kind of in my head, I was like, oh no, this is gonna be this might be a little bigger than I thought it's gonna be.
Yeah. You know? Oh, you can, so just does your it. Does that disability have a technical name?
It's just a congenital birth defect. They didn't really, it's not,
yeah.
I know from, you know, I was born in 82. I know I'm from like that era where it was the Philomites or whatever it's called, where there was like some medications that were given to like pregnant women that caused a lot of disabilities.
Oh, the
like
Philomites.
This.
I thought that was something from the Bible.
Philomite. Yeah. I was cursed by the Philomites for not going to church enough. No. So for me, we got lucky. My mom had the flu really bad when she was pregnant with me and had to be hospitalized for it. So
okay.
We think it might have something to do with that.
Okay.
But we were poor. We were trailer park kids. So we weren't getting, you know, we weren't getting millions of dollars worth of tests and trying to figure out. It was more like, oh, he's healthy. Other than that, cool. We don't care. Yeah. He'll make it work.
I also noticed on AGT, like, they had really cool backgrounds behind you, and you had a lot of nerdy type themes, which I thought was cool, because I'm a closet nerd. I'm supposed to be a redneck, but really that's why the name of this show is Country-ish.
just a slight ish. Yeah,
because I love old school 80s arcade games and video games and Star Wars movies and all that stuff. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think that's important that, like, we can be all things, you know. Yep. We don't have to be a stereotype. You don't have to like only like hunting and fishing, and you can like you can like a good rom-com every now and then. You can have a good cry. You can
thank you.
You know, it goes back to just let people like what they like.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, I think, that don't enjoy things that they probably would like because they're scared of what others would say.
Yeah,
screw that, man. Like, whatever. Who cares? It's your free time. It's your time. Like whatever you want.
What is your favorite video game right now?
Favorite video game right now? Forza Horizon 5 is what I've been playing right now on Xbox Series X. Favorite game all time, though, is Legend of Zelda Link to the Past. I play it about 3 times a year.
Wow. I remember when the first Zelda came out on a Nintendo. Well, for me, it was a Nintendo 64, I think it was. Was it before that? I can't remember. My brother got me into it because he loved the story type video games with a story involved.
Yeah.
And
I mean, because we're both from the you're a little older than me, but we're both from the same era where like video games in the past used to be, all right, there's this yellow circle. He's going to eat dots and fruit and ghosts. Right. Yeah, that's it. Like, there's no real, like, who cares? Now,
or
like,
Pitfall. Like Pitfall never ended. It was the same screens over and over again. But I couldn't stop playing it.
Yeah, just run right and don't get eaten by gators. That's how I live my life a lot of times, actually. Just don't get eaten by gators.
Well, let me ask you this. I always like to find out where people got their sense of humor. You got yours, partly from your disability, but do you think that your parents, like, who's funnier to you, your mom or your dad?
I would say my mom is probably funnier, but accidentally.
Okay.
She's devolved into being a silly old woman, which I love very much. I'll give you an example.
Yeah. So
my older brother, him and his wife just had their first kid not that long ago. And when they were announcing the pregnancy, we did like a Zoom call. They kind of did this fun game where we're supposed to guess what the announcement was, kind of thing. They showed a picture of the ultrasound. And my mom, without like any kind of, she wasn't being silly on purpose. She was just like, "Is that a squirrel?" Because my brother does. He's a scientist, so he's always out like in like nature and stuff like that. And like, why would he be announcing that he found a baby squirrel, mom? Like, why? Right. Like, and she couldn't believe it. Like, even after like I had already declared, "Oh, congratulations, you're having a baby," mom was like, "What's that squirrel about?" you're gonna be a grandma for the first time, you crazy old lady. Like, yeah, but a squirrel.
Yeah, mom, it's huge news. This is the first human to give birth to a squirrel.
I know, it's crazy. My brother's been sciencing too hard. This is what they figured out.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know that your favorite wrestler was Chris Jericho from AGT.
Yep.
Who would be your favorite, your second favorite, or old school? If we have to go back in the 80s, your favorite 80s wrestler?
My favorite So I was a bit of a late bloomer at getting into wrestling as far as that. Like, my dad was never into it. It wasn't like something that like the family watched. I kind of stumbled upon a magazine in like 93.
Okay.
And started watching. But I've kind of become a historian on it and went back. Like that's my thing. I recently got to do Jericho Does a Cruise every year.
Oh, right.
And I got to perform on it a couple months ago. And for me, it's like, don't tell him this. I would have done it for free. I'm glad I got paid. But for me, I was just like, awesome. I just get to hang out. And, you know, I got to hang out with Kurt Angle a little bit and just like stuff that just blows my mind that, you know, having Jericho as a friend is awesome. Cause like, you know, as a 39-year-old man, I'm like, oh, I know a cool, interesting guy who's very smart. And he's got his hands in a lot of stuff. He's very smart. He's a good businessman. He's just a great guy to be around. 16-year-old me is constantly losing his shit. You know, I'm just like, but I'd say probably my favorite old school wrestler would probably be Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, from like 80s. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Like for me, it's always, it's a hard thing to explain to people. Because they want to talk to me about like what comedians I've met, and it's always cool when you meet a famous comic or someone whose work you really respect. But in theory, I could be that guy one day because I'm in the same business. I'm never gonna be Hulk Hogan, you know. I'm never gonna be so. Like when I meet someone like that, my brain just goes, "Oh my god, this is so cool! I get to meet these wrestlers."
Yeah, like, a lot of comedians love wrestlers because it's they're showmen, right? So they have to have a little bit of good acting chops. And on top of that, be physically fit and acrobatic and engaging. And so it's tough. We know how hard it is to be funny alone. Now put the fitness part on top of that.
Yeah. That's why I got out of wrestling. So that my original dream was to be a wrestler. Like that's why I got into theater. That's where the cripple threat
baby. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what all that was. And I trained to be a wrestler for like 2 months and I was kind of like, oh, this is hard. This is hard and it hurts constantly. Yeah. I'll just tell wiener jokes instead. That seems a little safer.
Yeah. Well, what you got coming up, man? I know you're on the road all the time. I saw you're shooting something at Zany's in Nashville.
Yep. Yeah, doing that on Sunday. So me and my buddy Brent Terhune, but we're recording a special. We're each doing about 40-minute sets.
Very nice.
At Zany's on Sunday. So
there you go. Well, listen, I was just in Nashville. So look, if anyone's watching this and you're in Nashville, can they get tickets on your website?
They can. So my website's cripplethreat.com. They're available at zanies.com. And because I like you, John, and you seem to have good fans, if you want cheaper tickets, the promo code is special. So it's $5 tickets if you use special. You know, we're basically trying to pack it out so it looks really good.
Yeah.
To try to sell it.
Yeah, well, I think you picked the best comedy club in the country. It's by far my favorite.
I love Zane. Lucy's fantastic. Yeah. The staff is always great. They always treat us so well.
Yeah.
They always treated me well even before AGT. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how I judge a lot of places. It's easy for a comedy club or a booker or whatever to treat you good when you become somebody.
Yeah.
It's how they treat their lowly open micers and their, right. You know, true. And their showcasers and, you know, all that. If they treat you well, then, you know, it's a good place.
Yeah. Well, there you go, folks. Mr. Ryan Niemiller, thank you so much for doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.
Check out his website, cripplethreat.com. Go see him at Zany's. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Hey there, are you a business owner? Do you have a product that you're trying to sell? Well, maybe I could help you. I've got over 350,000 followers across all my social media, and every episode of Country-ish we do gets thousands of views. So if you have a product that you want me to try on the show or to talk about, go to countryish.com, click on sponsorship, and maybe your stuff could be right here on my stuff. If you love this podcast and you love wearing shirts, well, we got something for you. If you go to countryishpodcast.com, click on merchandise, it'll take you to my store, and we have an awesome t-shirt for you. It's a Country-ish Podcast t-shirt. Look at it. Isn't it beautiful? Also, it's got the website on there. It's a soft tee, very soft, feels good on your skin. And it helps us keep the lights on here at the studio. So check out countryishpodcast.com. Click on merchandise. Get yourself a t-shirt. And know that I love you. All right. We're back. How you doing? Did you hit the share button? Huh? Hey, you'll get to it. Love me some Ryan Niemiller, huh? That guy's great. Well, you know, I also do another podcast from time to time. Perhaps you've heard of a guy by the name of John Heffron. Some people mispronounce it and say Heffron. It's actually Heffron. Or maybe he's just doing it wrong because he likes to be difficult. We'll get to the bottom of that one of these days. We do a podcast together called Heffron and Reap. And I'll show you a little clip of it. We got to talking about it's going to run a children's book. Check this out. Huh?
Okay, so I'm writing a children's book.
Oh, I want to hear about this.
I'm going to read you the first. I got the first two pages. You want to hear the first two pages?
I do want to hear the first two pages.
Do you have any like fun music?
Christmas is coming up. This is it's family time.
Yeah,
it's time to get cozy and get family oriented. And I'm in, dude. Okay. So I like the
again. If I had good narration music, we take this to a whole nother level. I'll do it live. I'm going to do it dry. Okay. Little baby Jane is so adorable and kind, but right now she has one important question in her mind. She crawls up to her grandma and she gives the dress a shake. Grandma, can you make blueberry pancakes? I can make them speedy, and I can make them quick. I can make pancakes so fast, it's like a magic trick. That's page three.
Wow.
There's page three, dude.
Now, wait. So, okay, why did you write this again? Do you have someone in mind when was this you as a kid?
No. It would be technically my new granddaughter.
Okay.
I just kept saying, I got a couple things going with her, a couple like reoccurring jokes that I've been working on. So I would always say the blueberry pancakes thing to her because they're kids. They like animated. And then I created a rapper called Baby White Noise. You know how the Baby White Noise, that music that just goes shh.
Yeah, I know what White Noise is. I don't know what Baby White Noise is.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be funny if there's a rapper called Baby White Noise. And in the heat, he's like a hype. He's like a sleep hype guy who's like, close your eyelids. Close your eyelids. Now it's Baby White Noise. Now everybody shh. And now shh. So I actually have lyrics to a Baby White Noise trance.
That's funny because the word hype guy gets you up. This is like a what's the opposite of hype? Because you're trying to get him to go to sleep.
Yeah.
So you should be like, Baby White Noise, Baby White Noise. Blueberry pancakes. Now I'm starving. Yeah, John's got a good mind. I bet that would be a good book. So check that out. Let's give a shout out real quick to you want to do this real quick?
Yes. Thank you very much to Danny Jackson for coordinating that interview. Our good friend Danny, the one that, of course, does all of the illustrations.
Yeah. And so, he was hooking up the interview with Ryan. So big shout out. Also, if you want to shout out on the show, either leave a comment or write us a nice review on Apple Podcasts. We need some new reviews. Go to Apple Podcasts, write us a nice review, give us 5 stars. We'll read your review, give you a shout out on the show. All right. We got 2 segments left. Small town news about camels and Botox. You're going to want to stick around for that. And at the end, we're going to give money away. I got 3 Screen Actors Guild residual checks, and we're going to play that at the end, okay? All right, but first, you know, there's a lot of negative things going on in the news, as you guys know. A lot of negative politics stuff, a lot of pandemic. Omicron is out there. Omicron. Well, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to do happy-go-lucky things that fall through the cracks. Justin Clyde, tell them about
it. We're just small-town dudes with small-town news. Breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
All righty then, Stamos. Do you like scandals?
Love a good scandal. Yes.
You got Omicron?
Omicron.
Omicron.
Did you make that up?
I did. I did it on stage in Des Moines.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Omicron. It sounds like a Valley Girl got that.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah. Well, do you like scandals?
Yes.
No, this is a scandal.
I try to stay out of them, but I like them.
Yeah, I like to watch them from a distance.
Yeah, I don't want
to
be in one.
I don't want to be in one.
No.
Well, there was a Botox scandal at a beauty contest, but the contestants were all camels. That's right, a beauty contest with camels, dude. You've heard of Beauty and the Beast? Well, in a desert outside of the Saudi capital of Riyadh, beauty is the beast. Saudi Arabia's popular King Abdulaziz Camel Festival. It kicked off earlier this month, and breeders of the most beautiful camels came to compete for some $66 million.
What?
In prize money. They got money over there, buddy.
$66
million. They got old money. And wow. You can get a little, you know how many camel cigarettes you can buy for $66
million? Is their money like our money? Is there $66 million like our $66 million mark?
What does that mean?
Like, you know, is their currency
worth the same?
Is it, yeah.
Or does it look the same?
Is it worth the same?
It says dollars.
A lot of their stuff is done in U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
So that's what they base it off of. I mean, all that money between OPEC and everything else between Saudi.
There's a lot of rich kings over there, dude. That's a lot of money. You can get like extra wide Turkish blend camels for that much money.
Beauty pageants here don't get that much money.
No.
But a camel?
Have you ever seen a camel up close?
Yeah, they're not pretty animals.
But their eyes are. They have beautiful eyelashes.
Yes. You are correct.
Have you seen them?
Yeah,
I they'll get put it. You there. They'll put hypnotize you sleep, your yeah. ass. Well, Saudi authorities have conducted their biggest ever crackdown on Camel Beauty contestants that received Botox injections like Stamos and other artificial touch-ups. Over 40 camels have been disqualified from the pageant. Wow. That is a camel scandal, dude.
Disqualified.
We got a cam Botox. Scandal. Yeah, it's a scandal. I mean, sure, the women are still wearing burkas, peeking through holes in a potato sack like Elephant Man, but hey, our camels are hot. I do feel bad for the camels. I feel bad for them. They're not trying to look like a real housewife of Beverly Hills. You don't put lipstick on a pig, and you don't put duck lips on a camel. You know what I'm saying? You put them on Lisa Rinna or Bruce Jenner, but not Joe the Camel. He's a smooth character, not Daffy Duck. Botox injections, facelifts, and other cosmetic alterations to make the camels more attractive are strictly prohibited. But you are allowed to manicure camel toes. That's interesting. Jurors decided... Hit the button, dude.
That was funny.
That was great, where but you guys at? Just sat there. Botox injections, like I said, they're illegal. Jurors decide the winners based on the shape of the camel's head, neck, humps, dress, and postures. Just like a real pageant. There's no bikini category because that would be demeaning. They do have a talent portion, though. You want to guess what that is, Stamos?
Then up on their hind
legs. Who can
legs.
Spit the farthest?
Yeah, a camel will spit on.
They'll spit at you. Look at that. See them? That's them racing right there. They have fake jockeys on their back that it's a robot that whips it like this. Judges at the month-long festival are escalating their clampdown on artificially enhanced camels using specialized and advanced technology to detect the tampering. So you can sneak a shoe bomb on a plane, but if you get your lips done, we're on to you.
Yeah.
They're going to find that one out. This year, authorities discovered dozens of breeders had stretched out the lips and the noses of the camels. They used hormones to boost their muscles, injected their heads and lips with Botox to make them bigger, inflated body parts with rubber bands, and used fillers to relax their faces. My gosh, and those were just two camels named Camel Kardashian and Camel Cattrall. They're now working on a new HBO series called Sex in the Sand Dunes. We've got to get you watching that one. Right, Isaiah? Why do you keep moving the button around? Just stick with the laugh. I don't know why you keep moving it. Judges are keen to halt all acts of tampering and deception and the beautification of camels, saying organizers would impose strict penalties on manipulators. So you're going to get penalized if you get caught. Like if you're a two-hump camel and you get caught, you go down to one hump. I think that's how it works. If you're a one-hump camel and you get caught, they just decrease your hump size. So you might go from a D-cup hump to like an A-cup hump. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. I'm talking to you. The Camel Beauty Contest is at the heart of a massive camel carnival, which also features camel races and other festivities showcasing the thousands of camel breeds. So it's kind of like the Kentucky Derby for camels. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Dubai Derby.
So a woman here can get breast implants, lip implants, and but the poor old camel can't do anything to enhance itself to win a pageant. That's
it doesn't
a
have a
shame.
Well, you know, they can't really give consent. The women here, that's their choice. We're not forcing them to do it. It's so the camels can't really say, hey,
don't do that.
I want to look pretty. Yeah. But, dude, we should go to this.
I'm down.
Let's all go to the next Dubai Derby, whatever they call it. We could dress up in our best turbans.
Have you ever rode a camel?
I have not.
Actually, it was in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, at what was the name of the show? It was like the Bible, and they had like camels outside of the arena that you could ride.
Was your a one hump camel or a two hump camel?
It was a two hump camel.
So what do you just get in the middle of it?
Water sloshing around.
I would love to ride a camel, dude. I would love to do that. So yours was a two-hump camel, and you sat in the middle of the humps.
Yeah, I sat in the middle of the humps.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it.
Five or six. I mean, it was a long time ago.
Look, if I buy us plane tickets to the next one, y'all want to go?
Yes, sir.
Let's go. Absolutely. I'll pack a lunch. You know what I'm saying? We can wear camouflage hijabs and drink mint juleps.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, boys. Happy hump day, and we'll see you next time. De bicycle, Alan. Thank you, Justin Clyde Williams. All right. We got time for one more segment. I think it's time to give money away. So, the Alan Jackson, if you want to go ahead and put that number up on the screen, y'all start calling in because I got three Screen Actors Guild checks sitting over here. So, if you're new to the show, let me explain to you what we're doing. Your boy here has done some acting in his day. I've been in some movies. I've been in some sitcoms. I've been in some adult films I'm not proud of. I keep saying that. Did some hand modeling, right? Yeah. Did some Visine stuff. All kinds of things. It's out there. When they air them, they have to pay you. They're called residual checks. I thought I'd make a game out of it. I'm going to open up one of these checks. I'll let Stamos slide a check to me. And it could be for a lot of money. If you were here last week, I gave away over $1,000. I'd have no idea how much this check's going to be. But he'll hand me a check. I'll open it up. I'll tell you what it's for, how it's airing. You call in. You make a guess. Closest person to the amount, I'm going to mail you this check. It is a game that we like to call...
How much is that Screen Actors Guild residual check?
All right.
All right, man. Let's just do this. I got a head rush, you.
I got a little bit of head rush. Yeah.
All right, here we go. One of three. I'll take the one in the middle.
Bang. Okay, I'm going to open it down here where you can't see it. Because you're going to guess, too. They're going to do some in-house guesses, and this will help you judge what your guess
did
should be.
Did anybody guess close to that very first guess? Like, you said it was over $1,000 last week. Did anybody guess close to that, like, out of the gate?
Well, the second guy, Coach K, he was the closest one. There's a guy named Coach K.
So somebody went that high.
He was, what, off maybe, like, $20? He was pretty close.
About $45, I think.
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What's it for?
Well, see, here's another thing that I don't know if we've had this one on the show before. You know what I mean? This thing.
Okay.
Okay. So this is one check for an episode of Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen.
You have had that.
We've
on
done
it.
That once
yes,
before.
Sir.
Okay. This is for basic cable second sales. Whatever that means, I don't know. But it's one check, Comics Unleashed, Byron Allen. This is where I just performed stand-up on the show. And it's for one. It's for that. So I'll go with you, Stamos. How much? Skies, yeah.
I'm going to start out. I'm going to go $7.78.
$7.78.
Well, it's laughing like he don't think that's anywhere
why is,
close.
Why is he laughing?
Yeah.
Why do you think that's funny?
You go next.
Guess?
Well, I know.
See if
sir.
You can do any better.
Well, the other.
The other what?
The other time that there was a.
You remember?
Wow.
Of course.
The other time?
Of course.
It's been a minute.
It's been over.
What do you mean,
year.
Of course? I don't remember.
I don't either.
Why would you remember?
It's my job to remember everything you do. What
okay.
are you talking about?
All right. Well, I love this. So you're laughing to him because he's way off, isn't he?
Yes, he is very, very much off.
Wow. Yeah,
this is my real friend.
I know. He's okay. The real friend that has confidence in you.
Okay. How much is it, Elliot?
$875.12.
What?
800?
the other one was huge. So.
Was it?
You're not giving me any parameters.
I don't remember. That's why I'm laughing, because both of you guys went two total opposite directions.
Okay.
Okay, Isaiah, land somewhere south of 800, north of $7.
Well, I'm thinking it has to be pretty low, but not that high.
Well, not that low.
Yeah, not that low.
So come up.
Someone go
come
like,
get in the double digits.
I'm gonna go like 12:35.
Okay. Well, wow. None of you are really that close. But the closest is Isaiah. So there you go. All right. Well, let's see if anybody else can do any better than that. The Alan Jackson, do we have people waiting in the bullpen? All right. Well, whenever you're ready, let the first person in. Let's see if they can do any better and get to know them a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Hi there. John Reap here. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Wiccan Woman. How are you?
Who is it? What woman?
Wiccan Woman.
Wiccan Woman.
Wiccan Woman.
She's on the YouTube.
Give me a little volume, Stamos. Wiccan Woman, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, John?
I'm great. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Ohio.
O-H! O-H!
Yeah?
Wiccan She's Woman, not you're Ohio. Not from Ohio, are you? When did you move there?
I was born in Indianapolis. I moved there when I was about 12. I've been here off and on ever since.
Yeah. So when I say O-H, someone who's from Ohio, they... Yeah. So you want to try it again? O-H!
I-O!
That's it. Yeah. Okay. That's how I knew you weren't born there. Dude, I'm smart. Now, why do they call... Why do they call you Wiccan Woman?
It's actually a nickname I got. I'm Wiccan. And everybody just started calling me the Wiccan Woman.
You mean, elaborate more on what that means. What does that mean to be Wiccan?
Well, think hippie minus the drugs and the dreads, I guess.
Think what?
Minus the drugs and the dress, but hippie.
Okay, hippie. I got you. All right. Well, I didn't know if you were into the occult or like a witch. Sometimes when I think Wiccan, I think of like a witch. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Just the tree hugger.
Oh. Well, that's not, yeah. All right. I wouldn't describe that as Wiccan, but all right, cool.
She's got a Wiccan laugh, too.
I like her laugh. So what do you do for a living there, Wiccan Woman? Wiccan Woman.
There you go. That's it.
What do you do for a living?
She said minus drugs, but I don't believe it.
Nope.
What do you do for a living?
I stay home. I just stay home.
But how do you get paid for that? I'm sure a lot of people would like to know. How do you pay for bills and stuff?
How do you eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got me a husband.
There you go.
Oh, what does he do? What does he have a nickname too?
No nickname. He's retired Air Force, 13 years.
Okay. Oh, well, tell him I said thank him for his service. All right.
John Reap said thank you for your service.
Yeah, salute.
To thank.
She's got a good laugh. I'd like to tickle her. Would you like to just tickle her?
I know. I want to laugh like that.
Well, bring me on. I'll be down.
I want to be happy.
So, what part of Ohio are you in? Have you seen me live? How did you know about the show? I think this is the first time you've called in, yes?
Yeah, it's the first time I called in. I see you. I watch you a lot on YouTube. Mm. Well, I don't go too many live shows. I don't people well.
You don't people well. I bet you would. You'd fit right in with some of my fans. So we're
depends on the size of the circle, I guess.
We're very welcoming. All right, Wiccan Woman. I don't know if you ever seen me do an episode of Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen, but I got one check right here, and I hope you were listening to the other guys make their guesses, and maybe you have a better guess. What's your guess?
Is it two digits now? You said.
It's two digits in front of the decimal point and two digits behind it.
All right. Let's try $68.72.
Ooh.
$68.72. So I'll tell you what, that's the best guess we've had so far. And right now, woo-hoo! The Wiccan Woman is winning. The Wiccan Woman is winning.
Oh, hey.
But you're the only
Maybe
person.
You should sing that song again.
Wicked Woman. She will guess the residual. All right, put it on hold, the Alan Jackson. Let's get someone else in here, see if they can do any better. We got two more people. We take three phone calls at random. Can't wait. Hi there, John Reap. Who am I talking to?
Brian Corley.
Brian Corley. Where are you calling in from, buddy?
North Kakalaki.
Where again?
Down at Camp Lejeune.
Camp Lejeune? Oh, you military?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, thank you for your service. What? How far along are you, and what branch and all that stuff? What rank? We got a sergeant sitting in here, Mr. Sergeant Havaball.
Well, I've been in 28 years, Master Guns, E9. And matter of fact, I'm retiring, come back to Hickory this spring.
Come on back.
Yeah, I could use some new bodyguards. You know, how old are you?
49. Matter of fact, we played football against each other. I was at High Broughton.
Oh, we used to kill you.
Well, my senior year, the closest game we had was against High Broughton, and we lost that game 0-3.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was our – you guys were our homecoming every year. We were actually better normally, than you, and that's not good.
Normally we would beat High Broughton, but that year was the worst year.
Yeah.
And they beat us 0-3. Were you there? Did you play that game?
Yep, we beat you by a field goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Thus the 0-3. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what position did you play?
Defensive end.
Oh, man. Do you remember me?
What number were you?
Well, no, I met you when you came down here to the comedy place Tar Heels, and then we came to your you filmed out at Sims for your first thing for Hickory.
Right.
And then down at Iron Thunder, matter of fact, the night afterwards, we had a pretty good time having a couple beers and doing karaoke.
That sounds like me.
And then the Polar Plunge, matter of fact, the day after it was a little cold.
Oh, were you there as well?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We as
cool.
Yep.
Well, I'm wondering if you remembered me at all from that game. You know what I mean?
Back in
1990 when it was 0-3. And the only reason I'm bringing it up, I was the cornerback. By that point in the season, I had been moved around. People got hurt and quit, so I was a cornerback. You know, I had started off as like a linebacker, and I ended up at cornerback. But anyway, you guys were moving the ball so well that I was forced to make most of the tackles as a cornerback, which is not good. Our linebackers or linemen should be making the tackles, not me. So I ended up making all the tackles that game. But you wouldn't know that because you were on the defense and you weren't running the ball. Yeah. Who was your running back? I want to know who he was.
Sure, I don't even remember back then. It's been
all right. I'll let it go. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, buddy. Did you hear the last guess?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what you got. How much is this Screen Actors Guild residual check?
$82.12.
$82.12. He went a little bit north of her. Mm-hmm. Hers was in the 60s. He went 80s. Both. Well, one guess is better than the other. I ain't gonna tell you yet. Put them on hold, the Alan Jackson. We got one last phone call to get to, and we'll see if this person can get closer. Because it's no one's got it exactly right yet. All right, John Reap here. Who am I talking to?
Zach from Oklahoma City.
All right, Zach from Oklahoma City. Oklahoma is okay. How old are you, Zach?
15.
He's called in before, hasn't he?
Oh, this is the young man that's going to be helping us out, doing some intern work on the podcast. So yes.
Oh,
he has
a
much younger sibling.
Yeah, we got to figure out a job for Zach to do via remote. You know what I'm saying?
Just absolutely
from his laptop and or cellular device.
Bedroom.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, Zach, how you been?
Good.
Okay, what's been going on? What you been up to?
Not much.
How's the girls treating you, buddy?
Don't have any yet.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, we'll work on that. All right, Zach. Well, I'm rooting for you now because, you know, you're loyal. You've called in before. You wanting to do some volunteer work. I appreciate that. I hope that we can reward you with this here check. So, Zach, let me ask you right to your face. How much is this Screen Actors Guild residual check?
$75.59.
All right. Well, I don't even know who guessed what. I forget about it once you say it. I forget about it. But that's why I have interns and producers who sit back here and listen and pay attention to things, and they're going to crunch numbers.
So you can't do it off the hip. You got to have Alan add that up.
I'm trying to be like in the moment.
Who are you pulling for?
Zach.
Okay.
I'm pulling for Zach, although I like everybody who called in.
I do too.
Wicked Woman. That's a new one. I like it. Maybe she'll be a regular.
And you got a veteran, a guy that's getting ready to retire from the Air Force.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's coming back to Hickory.
Yeah.
So I'm happy about that. Thank you, Sergeant Have a Ball. All right. So, D. Allen Jackson, we got a winner.
Just a second.
I mean, I don't know who it is. I didn't forget.
All right. I'm going to bring them back on the line.
Okay. So the winner is going to join me right now, and this is the
winner.
Wicked woman, you just won the residual check.
Woohoo!
Yes, yes.
I'll take them off.
Do you remember what was her guess?
Her guess was $68.72.
$68.72. You was a little high. I want to see if I can get you to get closer. I like to play. This is fun for me.
All right.
Let's see here how
let's
I can do this.
Let's go 68.50.
What's that?
68.50.
No.
68.50?
Nope.
Higher or lower?
It's going to be lower, but I'm going to give you some clues before you start to guess it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first number, famous. Huh? She'll never get this. I hope I'm wrong. Famous linebacker for the New York Giants who was also a Tar Heel in college. His initials are LT, and what was his jersey number?
I actually know this one.
Did you even see the check?
No, but I know the jersey number.
What's the jersey number?
56.
The only one I know on the Giants was Manning.
56. Nope. The check is for $56.25. Wicked woman, I got a question for you. What are you going to do with all that cash?
I'm going to go see you, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Money well spent.
All right. Yeah, well, I will be coming to Ohio. If you go to my tour dates at countryish.com, you can see right there. Columbus is on the tour dates, Perrysburg, Liberty Township. I'm all up in Ohio coming up. So check it out. Now, if you want this check, you got to go to countryish.com, go to the comment section, and send me an email. Let me know your address, your name, who to make the check out to, and I'll get my intern Elliot here to send it on out to you. How you like that?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Wow. Okay. Elliot, do you have anything? Your eyes, they get big, and sometimes it makes me think you have something to say.
Well, I just in my defense, the reason that I went for that high number is that if you remember a year ago, you gave away a check for over $900.
Right.
And it was for this same show.
Was it really?
Because
really?
It had accumulated. So no. I thought that's what had happened, you know, this time
I don't think
it
was for this show. I think it was for an episode of One Mississippi with Tignataro. That's what I think. But I think you probably know better than me. I don't remember.
Yeah, he would know more than
he knows more than me.
Because it came out of left field. You would expect one from One Mississippi, but this one, it had accumulated. You didn't know about it. And then
Listen, I'm going to sign this over and give it to you, and you send it to Wicked Woman, okay?
I will do so.
All right. So thank you for calling in. Thanks for playing. The Alan Jackson, is the bullpen clear? Are we done? Are we hung up on those people?
Haven't hung up yet, but we're getting ready to.
All right.
So, yeah.
You may be dismissed. Okay. Comments, go. Anything interesting?
We did have somebody at the top of the show that said they have had Botox, and they got them from a TBI. I guess that's traumatic brain injury.
Oh, my goodness.
And they had to have it because of that.
Yeah.
And they got 32 shots in 5 months.
Wow. In their brain?
I guess it'd be in like the forehead or something.
Well, I didn't know that. Yeah, I'm confused. Well, I'm glad that they're okay.
I didn't have
Mark's
any trouble.
Fine. I mean,
I do have an eye twitch. Can you see it?
Well, I've seen it before, but I don't think that's because of Botox.
I don't know.
You didn't get any down here, did you?
No, I didn't get my crow's feet done. I just got my forehead, as they say. But.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, no, he had to get the Botox because of the brain injury, not the other way around.
Yeah. Also, it fixed his brain injury.
So I'm confused. The Botox normally, I as far as I know, just sort of goes in the skin, not the brain itself. So did he get Botox inside of his brain?
I have no clue. Okay, he didn't elaborate as far.
I don't know if
he
Botox
didn't get
does
into that too much detail.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool, man.
And, Brenda Sachs, her birthday's tomorrow, so happy birthday,
happy
Brenda.
Happy early birthday, Brenda Sachs. All right, boys, cover your ears.
She shares a birthday with my daughter.
Oh, and happy birthday, Ella.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Happy birthday.
It is very loud. Oh, my gosh. Still ringing. Okay. Well, come see me on the road. I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky this weekend. You know, go to countryish.com, get you some merchandise, write us a nice review on Apple Podcasts, share this.
Tell all your friends about
it. Patreon. Yeah, I'm still doing Cameo. If you want me to send someone a happy Merry Christmas wish, I could do that. If you go to cameo.com/John Reap, Amazon Prime still got Ginger Beard Man up there. Ginger Payne still on YouTube. All that jazz. Stamos, you have a good time up in here?
I do, man. Ready to do it again.
Happy to have you back.
We'll be back next Tuesday. Everybody's going to be on set.
Oh, yeah. So what we're going to do next week is we're going to do a Christmas episode, and I think we should play Secret Santa. What do y'all think of that?
Yep.
It sounds like a good idea.
From Goodwill. Let's do that.
Secret Santa gifts from Goodwill. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, for the Alan Jackson, for Marcus Stamos, for Elliot the intern, for intern Isaiah, for Sergeant Mark Havaball, my name is John Reap, and I wish you a goodbye sickle.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back, but I wouldn't know that I'm from a cul-de-sac. Don't chew tobacco and I don't smoke crack. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, a simple kind of life, every dip and no harm, but I do know a guy with only one arm. Keep your fancy smartphones and your self-park cars. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, I got a podcast, it'll make you giggle. It ain't number one, it's right in the middle. My town's not big, but it ain't too little. It's time for country-ish.
Hey, everybody, it's me again. I just want to say thank you for listening or watching this podcast. You know, we couldn't do this without supporters like you. Oh, wait, are you not a supporter? Well, you could be. It's real simple. Go to countryishpodcast.com. Click on the word support. That will take you to our Patreon page. That's our support page. And from there, you can support us many different ways. There's different levels. You got $5 and up. You got Pewter Pro, Rhinestone level, Executive Zirconia, all the way up to Platinum Elite. And all of them come with different rewards. We're talking hats, t-shirts, ginger beard masks, even be a guest on the show. You got to check out our Patreon page. Go to countryishpodcast.com, click on support, and thank you. Oh.
$56 and some cents.